Why don't you tell me about the characters you play? I know that the role of Despina is a little different from the other ones, right?
Yes, I am the maid to our two leading ladies, Fiordaligi and Dorabella. And I think what's really cool about her is that she's always contrasting their emotions. While the girls are very serious and very lamenting of their lost loves or torn or confused, I'm very decisive, very direct, trying to have fun. So I'm always in direct opposition to them, emotionally, character-wise, and musically.
Mm-hmm. Fiordaligi, she and her sister Dorabella both go through this crazy range of emotions throughout the opera that is something you don't always get to do as a seria character. They start off very lighthearted, and then they're torn and completely broken, and then they're outraged, and then they're confused. And I don't know. Fiordaligi is one of those characters who starts out very uptight, very conscious of her position in society, and also very conscious of her how she comes across to everyone around her, to her family, to her sister, for sure. She's her care. I don't know. She's kind of her caretaker. She leads the way, and she starts out so uptight, and then she ends so human, and you see a side of her that I don't think is expected when you begin. So,
tagging on what you said about being human, our director made a point of making sure that we each found what was really human in our characters. And sometimes that's a little difficult with Despina because she's so punct and exact. And the same thing with Don Alfonso. But there are some human moments, especially in the finale of the show, which I think makes them very relatable.
Mm-hmm. And your role ends up being in not actuality, but through the course of the show ends up being sort of a pants thing, but not a pants role because you're playing a woman.
I come in and play two comic characters.
Yes.
One is the doctor in the Act One finale, and the other is a notary when we have a fake marriage for the girls. And they're comical, and they're a hoot. They're really funny. And I get to wear this crazy Einstein wig as a doctor, and I've got a magnet that lights up. And so it's a little pantsy. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
For someone who hasn't seen Così before, could you just describe for us the musical qualities of it? What can they look forward to hearing? What kind of music?
I think if an audience member both has a knowledge of Mozart and doesn't, they're going to come in and hear some of his most beautiful music. Both on the side of beautiful lyrical music and then also very comedic, rolling on the floor, danceable.
Someone said it,
yeah.
It grooves
it
the other day.
It does groove.
Yes, there's groovy moments.
In fact, the boys have a groovy time, you could say.
Yeah, they do some grooving. And Fiordaligi's two arias that she sings in the show, I'm not on stage for either one of them, but I sit backstage and swoon. They're so luscious and so chock full of emotion and lyrical lines, but then you've got this fiery, florid singing. So I think you get the whole gamut of what Mozart can offer in his vocal writing.
Yes, you also get some of his most beautiful woodwind writing ever, in my opinion. I love it. And our orchestra is just... They're coming together so well.
It sounds so good yesterday. We got to rehearse with the orchestra for the second or third time.
And
it just sounds great.
And people always talk about operas and they refer to things as this is such an ensemble work. But there's so much time that there's a lot of you on stage, or there's like pairings or, quartets or more on stage. And so how did you all sort of work through becoming comfortable with each other on stage?
Our director insisted that we become very comfortable with each other outside of the studio, so we should go have drinks and such.
But yes, in fact, he let the boys out early several times, and their assignment was to go have drinks with each other. So they knew what it felt like to be good friends.
Yes, and the girls, we took our assignment very seriously. We had a cozy fun tutte sleepover. Lots of Ben and Jerry's and wine, and it was pretty amazing. And yes, we are all closer now.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, we look forward to hearing the production and seeing the production, and I want to thank you both for stopping by and talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.